Welcome to Nightlights. Does anybody embody the history of 20th century jazz as much as Mary Lou Williams? Her career included everything from Kansas City swing and bebop to expatriate and sacred jazz, a stint as a jazz educator, and a late period encounter with avant-garde icon Cecil Taylor. A remarkable breadth of styles and experiences that we'll be exploring in the next hour. I'm David Brent Johnson, inviting you to join me for A Brief History of Mary Lou Williams, coming up next on Nightlights.
Thank you.
pianist Mary Lou Williams performing her composition Scratching in the Gravel, a tune that dated back to 1940 when she recorded it with her soon-to-be husband, trumpeter Harold Shorty Baker, and one that she revisited a number of times throughout her career. That recording made in 1971 from the CD Nightlife. It's a brief history of Mary Lou Williams on this edition of Nightlights. Mary Lou Williams was born in Atlanta, Georgia on May 8, 1910, and moved with her family when she was five to Pittsburgh's East Liberty neighborhood, where she became known as the Little Piano Girl of East Liberty for her skills as a musical prodigy. It was a sign of things to come. The arc of Mary Lou Williams' career forms a composite history of 20th century jazz, leading from the territory bands and Kansas City swing of the 1930s to the heights of the big band era, the bebop movement of the 1940s, the American expatriate jazz of the post-World War II era, the sacred jazz trend of the 1960s, and the emergence of jazz education in the 1970s. Only Duke Ellington, Miles Davis, and Benny Carter had careers comparable to hers in terms of long-running musical achievement that spanned several generations of jazz evolution. A mentor to several key figures of the bop era, a friend to troubled jazz musicians, and a pioneer for women in jazz, Williams' impact on jazz history goes beyond her considerable musical skills. Still, it is her artistic work that's at the heart of her legacy, driven by her deeply spiritual but creatively restless personality and her ability to absorb and reflect many influences in a sound all her own. As Duke Ellington famously remarked of her, Mary Lou Williams is perpetually contemporary. Her writing and performing have always been a little ahead throughout her career. Her music retains and maintains a standard of quality that is timeless. She is like soul on soul. Williams first made a name for herself as a pianist and arranger-composer with Andy Kirk's 12 Clouds of Joy in the 1930s. Jazz writer Alan Lowe touts Williams' writing for the Kirk Band for its harmonies packed with gentle motion and given a firm but flexible grounding, dispensed by a hard-blowing ensemble in tonal gust that had the effect of repeated blasts of fresh air. Andy Kirk's big band in 1936 doing Mary Lou Williams' Walkin' and Swingin' on Nightlights. Andy Kirk and his 12 Clouds of Joy performing pianist Mary Lou Williams' Mary's Idea, the same band before that doing Williams' Walkin' and Swingin', recorded in 1936, both tracks from the Andy Kirk Decca CD, Mary's Idea. Williams' arranging talents were in demand for other big bands as well, before and after she left Andy Kirk in the early 1940s. For Benny Goodman, she'd written Camel Hop, which became the theme for his radio show, and Roll 'em, which became a long-running part of Goodman's repertoire. In the late 1940s, she'd briefly joined Goodman's bop-influenced small group, and we'll hear his big band doing one of her compositions, Lonely Moments, which jazz scholar Lauren Schoenberg has cited for its mix of major and minor modes, and its ability to give Goodman a comfortable bridge to sounding modern, a place, however, that he ultimately chose not to reside in. Mary Lou Williams also wrote a number of arrangements for Duke Ellington's 1940s orchestra, and one became a standing feature for the band. Here's the Ellington Big Band in 1943 at Carnegie Hall, performing a Mary Lou Williams arrangement of an Irving Berlin standard.
Thank you.
Benny Goodman's big band in 1947, performing Mary Lou Williams' composition Lonely Moments from the CD Undercurrent Blues. Before that, the Duke Ellington Orchestra doing Williams' arrangement of Blue Skies, which became known as Trumpets No End, from the Duke Ellington Carnegie Hall Concerts, December 1944. In the mid-1940s, Mary Lou Williams was a frequent pianist at Café Society, the integrated New York City nightclub that served as a gathering point for artists and political activists, and she also hosted a weekly radio show. She performed and recorded in a small group format for the most part, and these sessions produced some of her most memorable and her most modern-sounding records. We'll hear a 1944 date with saxophonist Don Byas, as well as a Williams tune, Yesterday's Kisses, that didn't get released until the 1970s, but which reveals Williams in a modernistic light. We'll also hear a larger ensemble live 1945 performance of a piece from Williams' extended work, The Zodiac Suite, yet another way in which she was expanding her creative boundaries in these years, with an ambition perhaps inspired in part by her association with Duke Ellington, who'd premiered his own extended work, The Black, Brown, and Beige Suite, in 1943 at Carnegie Hall. First, Mary Lou Williams with Don Byas and Stardust Part 2 on Nightlights.
Thank you.
Pianist Mary Lou Williams, a live performance in New York City's Town Hall in 1945 of Gemini from her Zodiac Suite. Williams would perform parts of the suite the following summer at Carnegie Hall with the New York Pops Orchestra. Before that, we heard her composition Yesterday's Kisses, recorded in 1944, from Mary Lou Williams 1944 in the Chronological Classics series, and from the same year, a recording she made with saxophonist Don Byas, Stardust Part 2, taken from the anthology Devil in Tune, Volume 3. I'll have more of the music of Mary Lou Williams in just a few moments. Production support for Nightlights comes from Landlocked Music CDs and Vinyl, offering new and used music, DVDs, turntables, and more. Located at 202 North Walnut in Bloomington or online at landlockedmusic.com. And from the Laughing Planet Cafe and Soma Coffee House, offering San Francisco-style burritos, coffee drinks, and 100% fruit smoothies made with locally grown and organic ingredients on the corner of Kirkwood and Grant in Bloomington, Indiana. I'm David Brent Johnson, and you're listening to Nightlights. I'm playing the music of pianist and composer-arranger Mary Lou Williams on this edition of Nightlights. You can hear two previous programs about Mary Lou Williams, focusing on her Zodiac Suite and her sacred jazz, on the Nightlights website at indianapublicmedia.org/nightlights, and you can also find links there to two biographies of her. In the mid-1940s, Mary Lou Williams' Harlem apartment became a gathering spot for a circle of young musicians, including some of the bebop revolution's leading figures, such as Dizzy Gillespie, Bud Powell, and Thelonious Monk. Williams became a mentor and a sounding board for these artists, running a sort of bop salon, as it's come to be called in accounts of her life, and the music manifested itself in some of her own recordings from this time. We'll hear one of the more pop-oriented ones, a vocal tune sometimes described as a bop fairy tale, that Williams co-wrote with Milton Orent, an NBC house musician and arranger, whose progressive musical ideas influenced Williams' growth as an artist. The tune, In the Land of Ubladi, was also recorded by Dizzy Gillespie and Benny Goodman. Despite the high regard in which she was held by younger musicians, Williams had a hard professional time of it in the late 1940s and the early 50s, and an early 1950s trip to England ended up resulting in a two-year stay on the continent, making Williams a member of the expatriate jazz movement, the American artist who went to Europe and stayed in the years following the end of World War II. We'll hear the recording of Yesterday she made in London in 1954, right after this, Mary Lou Williams, singer Kenny Poncho Hagood, and In the Land of Ubladi on Nightlights.
In the land of Ubladi, in the land of Ubladi,
I met a beautiful princess in the land of Ubladi.
Ubladi.
She smiled and said, Ubudilia, meaning you appeal to me. I said, Ubudilia la bindu, with pride, Ubudilia la bindu, let's take a ride in the land of Ubladi, Ubladi. She drove me right to her castle in the land of Ubladi. And there I met her two sisters, Bluey Da and Dewey Blee. Bluey Da, without a doubt, was twice my size. Dewey Blee, the other sister, had three eyes, and they both had eyes for me, Ubladi.
In the land of Ubladi,
I loved the beautiful princess from the land of Ubladi. I asked her, Ubi Da Ublu, darling, will you marry me? She said, Ubu Dilia Blasi Da Iblu, there is nothing in this world I'd rather do in the land of Ubladi, Ubladi. They led me right to the altar in the land of Ubladi. I had a very bad feeling, things did not look right to me. So before I said I do, I looked aside. They had pulled a switcheroo, they changed the bride. Oh, they can't do that to me, Ubladi. I hopped a western-bound freighter from the land of Ubladi. I jumped when I saw the princess who was waiting there for me. Now we say Udilia la bidu bliu, meaning I will always be in love with you. Oh, it happened in Bladi.
In the land of Ubladi.
Thank you.
Mary Lou Williams performing Yesterdays, recorded in 1954 during her expatriate stay in Europe, from the CD The London Sessions. Williams before that as well was singer Kenny Poncho Hagood doing the bop vocal number that she co-wrote in The Land of Ubladi, from the CD Chronological Classics 1949 and 1951. While she was in Europe in the mid-1950s, Williams experienced a personal crisis that led her to take a strong religious turn in her life. For several years, she did not perform, and after returning to America, she devoted her energy instead to running a thrift shop and helping out drug-addicted musicians. When she did begin to reemerge as a jazz artist, some of her new original material was cast in the mode of what would come to be known as sacred jazz, jazz performed in a church setting as part of a modernized church service. In this, she was several years ahead of Duke Ellington, who would write and perform three sacred jazz concerts in the final years of his life. She also released the recordings on her own label, Mary Records, which puts her in the lineage of jazz history's do-it-yourself artist. We'll hear two of Mary Lou Williams' sacred jazz compositions, Medi 1 and Medi 2, from Mary Lou's Mass, one of several jazz masses that Williams wrote, and this piece from her 1964 album Black Christ of the Andes, Mary Lou Williams and Enema Christi on Nightlights.
Of Christ be my sanctification.
Help, help.
Body of Christ be my salvation.
Help, help.
Blood of Christ fill my veins. Water of Christ side wash out my stains.
Help, help.
Passion of Christ my comfort be. Oh, good Jesus, listen. Have mercy on me. In your wounds I would hide, never to part from thy side. Guard me should the foe assail me. Hold me when my life fails me. Bid me come to above with thy saints to sing thy love. Lord, have mercy on me. Lord, I'm not worthy,
help, help.
That you should enter under my roof,
help, help.
Say but the word and my soul shall be cleansed.
Help, help.
Oh God, by your name save me. For haughty men have risen up against me. They set not God before their eyes. They have prepared a net for my feet. The fool says in his heart, there's no. Lord, have mercy on me. Lord, have mercy on me. Lord, have mercy on me. Lord, have mercy on me.
Mary Lou Williams performing her composition Medi 1 and Medi 2, recorded in 1972 from the CD Mary Lou's Mass. Another Williams sacred jazz composition before that, Anima Christi, with guitarist Grant Green among the musicians joining her, from her 1964 album Black Christ of the Andes, released on her own label, Mary Records. In the early 1970s, Mary Lou Williams became a fixture on the live New York City jazz scene again, performing regularly at The Cookery, a restaurant operated by former Cafe Society owner Barney Josephson. In the late 1970s, she became a jazz educator in residence at Duke University, and she also played a legendary duets concert with avant-garde pianist Cecil Taylor, an event that received mixed reviews and was released under the title Embraced, though one writer suggested that it should have been called Clashed. A few months later, Williams went to the opposite end of the musical spectrum and played with Benny Goodman at Carnegie Hall, leading her to declare, "Now I can really say I played all of it." She'd echo a similar sentiment not long after that on Mary McPartland's Piano Jazz, saying, "I'm the only living musician that has played all the eras." Sadly, she wouldn't be alive for much longer, dying from cancer in May of 1981 at the age of 71. In this last set, we'll hear part of her 1977 Jazz Piano Summit meeting with Taylor, as well as Williams' 1971 revisitation of what she referred to as my first record, the song Nightlife, which she recorded in 1930. First, Mary Lou Williams meets Cecil Taylor on Nightlights.
Thank you.
I closed with Mary Lou Williams' 1971 recording of her composition Nightlife from the CD of the same name. And before that, Williams and Cecil Taylor performing The Blues Never Left Me from Embraced, the record of their 1977 New York City concert. Thanks for tuning in to this edition of Nightlights. Production support for Nightlights comes from Landlocked Music CDs and Vinyl, offering new and used music, DVDs, turntables, and more. Located at 202 North Walnut in Bloomington or online at landlockedmusic.com. And from the Laughing Planet Cafe and Soma Coffee House, offering San Francisco-style burritos, coffee drinks, and 100% fruit smoothies made with locally grown and organic ingredients. On the corner of Kirkwood and Grant in Bloomington, Indiana, you can listen to other Nightlights programs and view playlists, jazz news, and commentaries on our website at indianapublicmedia.org/nightlights. Nightlights is a production of WFIU and part of the educational mission of Indiana University. Christina Kuzmich, executive producer. This is David Brent Johnson, wishing you good listening for the week ahead.